This is VPR News. Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. A key State House supporter of a single-payer health care system says the dismal performance of the state's health care exchange has undermined public confidence in sweeping reform efforts. That's why Washington Senator Anthony Polina is searching for a plan that clearly demonstrates the benefits of a single-payer approach. And as VPR's Bob Kinzel reports, Polina thinks he's found it.
Senator Polina is a longtime supporter of a publicly financed single-payer health care system. He's very concerned that the technical problems that have plagued Vermont Health Connect, the state's healthcare exchange, have definitely hurt public support for single payer.
Yeah, there's no doubt that the rollout of Health Connect has been pretty much a disaster, and it has shaken a lot of people's faith in the ability of state government to put together something that would work.
Polina says that for many people, a single payer system is an abstract concept, and it's hard to understand how it would work. That's why he thinks the Vermont State Employees Association plan is the perfect model for a state single-payer system. He says it's a self-insured plan that's financed with individual premiums and tax dollars, and it's administered by a third-party group, which in this case is Blue Cross.
I would rather put the VSEA plan on the table and say, let's see how we can all become a part of this, as opposed to putting some abstract idea on the table and saying, why don't we try to cobble together a single-payer healthcare system starting from scratch? Seems like it makes more sense to me.
Vermont Leads is a single-payer advocacy group that is funded primarily by the Vermont Teachers Union. Peter Sterling is the group's executive director. He strongly supports Polina's approach because he says it gives the public a concrete plan to consider.
With the VSEA plan as a model, we can say, hey, Vermonters, this is what single payer is going to look like. And I think that's the important next step we need to take to get the public fully behind the move to universal health care.
Over the past 3 years, the VSEA plan has had no premium increases. In fact, in 2014, most state employees had a roughly 15% decrease in their annual premiums. This comes at a time when other private insurance plans have seen double-digit increases. Sterling says this is happening because the VSEA plan has low deductibles and low co-payments, and he thinks this encourages people to get care in a timely manner.
Meaning when you see a doctor, you don't pay a lot of money in co-pays, deductibles, things like that, and that's one of the reasons state employees have been able to control their health care costs so much, because it's very affordable to see the doctor, and they don't end up putting off necessary care.
Sterling says using the VSEA plan as a model could initially make single payer more expensive, but he argues that the savings associated with this approach will make the entire system more cost effective in a matter of years. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.